are listening to Legacy Moments, where we have authentic conversations about life, business, and so much more to transform your mind, body, and soul. I am Dr. Patrice Berry, and I am joined by my co-host and mom, Johnny Lloyd. Together, we combine my years of psychological training with her years of business and leadership experience to add value to your day. We are really excited to hop into part two of our conflict resolution series and really wanted to dive more into what happens if you're not able to resolve a conflict with somebody, because there will be some situations, because conflict resolution, it takes two people. So one person can't do it all. And often I work with a lot of people that have a lot of guilt and shame that situations didn't work out when really the other person was being really rigid and they held true to their values, their why, to their integrity. And there's nothing wrong with that. So there will be some people that when you start setting boundaries, when you start making certain changes in your life, they might not accept that. So if I'm always giving out money to people, and then all of a sudden I stop giving money to them and I start focusing on my budget, there might be some people that will be upset by that and will think I'm rude. They might have all of these thoughts. They might call me all these things. But how do you handle it when the situation can't be resolved?
Wow, that's a great segue into this subject, because it talks about the fact that you have boundaries. It talks about the fact that you went in and you attempted to work it out. It talks about the fact that you have great self-awareness. And self-awareness sometimes does open the door for conflict. Self-awareness is not just awareness about the other person. It's self, honestly. It's about you having awareness about you in the moment. So as you gain greater insight about you, you make shifts. And when those shifts happen, as Patrice talked about, then sometimes I said, number one, you can't change other people. Can we first of all say that? So when you have a conflict and you are sitting across from somebody, you can't change them. That is not the objective. That should not be the objective in the conversation. It should be to listen. This is what I recommend, that you listen to their side, that hopefully they will listen to yours, and that you will come together. And you can agree to disagree. You know, that is not a problem. We can agree to disagree and still keep the relationship. But what happened? Go ahead.
And then I think you're going into it, because there are some things that we can't agree to disagree on. So if somebody is making racist comments to me, that's not something that we can agree to disagree on. If somebody is doing certain things, there are some things that cross a line that's not acceptable for me. And it's okay that I set what's acceptable and what's not.
And that is your right. That is not something that someone gives you the privilege of establishing. That is your right as a human being to establish what's right, correct for you, right? So like Patrice said, alluding to is that what happens when you're across from somebody, you really care about that person, but you just can't come to a conclusion. And you see, it's really important, you see and you feel like it's impacting the previous relationship that you had, because you might've been friends. And you see that y'all are going in two different directions. This is my recommendation that I have done, is that I keep on pressing and being true to what I believe in. If I can see them in my peripheral vision, hear me, my peripheral vision, then great. However, as I continue to move forward and I no longer see them, I did not cut them out of my life. My life expanded forward in such a way that they are not around me, because there is such a thing as negative energy. And I don't know about you, but I have been around people, and when I'm around them, I feel like all of my strength has been sucked out of me. And it's something, it's who they are. And you know, typically, I'm talking about me, typically I've tried to change them and help them and give them the positive outlook and all of those things. That's an element of conflict. I don't want you to think conflict is just me and you get in a confrontation. Conflict could be my life is going in one direction and yours is going in another. Conflict can be, I am very positive and every time I step in your space or the space of my family member or the space of someone that I care about, they're absolutely negative. You say, it's cloudy today. Oh, I'm sick. They just absolutely negative. When you find that and it pulls your energy, you have to choose. First of all, I address it. Just out of respect to say, you know, every time, you know, I know there's a lot going on, whatever. And if they keep on doing it, then I limit my time with them. I limit, hear me, my time with them. And I limit where we are together. Sometimes I make it a social space so that we can talk about something else. I don't always go into that space as a one-on-one where I feel like I'm being sucked dry. I can kind of control my environment a little bit more. And so that's what I do.
And I like to point out the fact that there's a difference between somebody going through something. And because there are times when I'm grieving, when there's a lot going on in my life. And as a friend, I am there as a support. But I remember I can't take it away from them. And so it's okay. So that friend right now, they're in a space. And there have been periods in my life when I've kind of stepped away from people because I needed to get some stuff together for me. And there have been times when people have stepped away from me and they've gotten, you know, they've worked on whatever they need to work on. And we were able to come back together. So I am a sarcastic person. I have a very dark sense of humor. And so for somebody that sarcasm bothers them, I can do my best to try to not, but like, I can't be around somebody all the time if they are really triggered by sarcasm at all. And I know the difference between like directing sarcasm at somebody because that can be passive aggressive. And so versus just me being sarcastic about life or being sarcastic in general, because for some people that is not something that they're okay with. And so I think what this starts with, when you're having impossible conflict that we're not seeing eye to eye, me remembering that it's okay that I'm the way I am. Because sometimes I know in my life in the past, I've thought about, is it me? Like, is there something off here? And there were times where, because I think sometimes we can grow together and sometimes we grow apart. And there were times where I got some really constructive feedback and, oh, I did need to change that. Some people set some boundaries and there were some changes that I needed to make. And I was able to do those things. But the one thing that I will say, so anybody that's in any type of friendship with me, I will not assume that you have a problem with me. Like I'm not going to assume. Like, people have to tell me.
Communication.
They have to tell me if you're mad at me, if I did something, like, hey, you have to let me know that. And so I think honoring who people are, because sometimes when we're holding on to relationships, we might be holding on to what we hope the person will be or what we want from them, but not who they are. And I love that saying that says, if somebody shows you who they are, believe them. So if this is somebody, so for me, inconsistency. So people that are inconsistent. And I don't mean like, cause I can be the type of friend that we might not talk for like a few months. I love you, but like, I have a lot going on. But what I mean by inconsistency is like, hey, if we say we're going to do something and then like time comes for it and things are we're always canceling at the last minute, that's going to get a little frustrating for me. With COVID, I haven't had so getting back in the real world is going to be an adjustment. But with conflict, it's sometimes I have to accept, you know what? Our energies aren't a good match. And when we get together, there's this toxic thing that kind of happens. Like, this isn't good. And I don't always have to tell the person. So sometimes things just kind of naturally grow apart. Sometimes you do have to set some boundaries with people that, hey, this isn't for where I am, right? Like, hey, I'm working on some things and I'm not going to be as available as I was. And some people are a lot more direct than that. And they would say, like, this isn't, they would call people out. That's not my personal style. Things, I'm growing and changing. I don't know if that would ever change, but yeah.
This is the thing I'll say, is that who you are today is probably not who you're going to be a year from now. And that's normally a great thing, mm-hmm. right? So when you're in a relationship with somebody, and I love what Patrice talked about, the problem that a lot of people have in relationships, and I'm talking about whether there be a physical relationship, emotional, whatever, any kind of relationship, what happens is the delta, the gap between who I want you to be and who you are is the disappointment conflict gap. Because what happens in that is I want you to be something here. I like, if you can't see Patrice here and you are somewhere else, and I want to fix or mix or something you to be who I desire you to be. That's somebody manipulating the other person. Can be very manipulative. It can be very controlling. So the thing that I do is I attempt, first of all, to know myself. That's the great, and set and establish boundaries for me, because I am the person I can control. So then when I get into a relationship, then it's different. And I have learned, and Patrice did it recently. It's so funny. I didn't even realize she had did a TikTok before she came in the house to do it. She says, I'm about to head into this house. And she said, and she has, you know, she's offered me the opportunity, da, da, da. But this is the thing about that. It's never a problem. You know why? Patrice can come in and get anything that she wants in the house. You know why? Because number one, I trust her. Can we talk about conflict resolution? Do you trust the person? Do you trust them? I give her free rein because I know she's not going to come in and just take everything. I know that she respects me, right? Respect. I respect her and she respects me. And even though I've given her free rein, when she starts grazing in the house, she continues to ask me, are you sure? Is this okay? And I do have way to, yeah, I have a lot. I have a lot. And it's so cute because something happened yesterday, and this is with conflict resolution. I told my grandson he couldn't have something. He said, but it makes me happy. I said, what do you want it? He said, it makes me happy. I'm thinking, that's something special. I mean, this stuff ain't no toy, you know. And then at the end of the day, at the end of our time, I gave it to him. I gave him an option. He selected something else. And I realized, listen to me, I realized what he wanted was he really wanted something from my home. He wanted something that I had, that I valued. He wanted it because it gave him happy thoughts. And that's what he said. I said, what are you going to do with it? He said, I'm going to put it in my room. And he said, because when I look at it, it makes me happy.
And they're these two adorable glass birds.
They're not glass. Like, they cloisonné, which was specially made in Japan. And Patrice said, does that mean they're valuable? Yeah. Are they in my house? They're valuable. But this is the deal. In a relationship, when you're dealing with conflict resolution, and I bet you said, how is that going to come back to conflict? When you're in a relationship and you're dealing with conflict resolution, even though you're giving part of you, which is very valuable, the other person needs to value what you're giving them as well. So when I spend time is something you cannot get back. So when you're spending time with people, if you find yourself always in a conflict, or they're taking you somewhere you don't want or need or desire to go, you might want to step back and look at it and then move forward. So my question is, as I finish up with this, my question to him is, Remember, I said, what are you going to do with it? If he said, I'm going to toss them out the window or something, I would have said, it's not the season for you to have something. I set the boundary. It's not the season for you to have these. So when you come back, they'll be here and you can still be happy, right? So in a relationship, when you're having conflict resolution, don't feel like you have to cut somebody off.
And you mentioned worth. And if the other person doesn't see the worth, it doesn't mean that it's not there.
Good.
So when my son picked the birds, we didn't know that they were valuable birds. But that didn't change the fact that those the value is in the thing, even if I don't see it, even if I don't recognize it or acknowledge it. And because I think that's why sometimes people try to hold on to people. And sometimes relationships change, where maybe at one time the relationship was different. And now things have just shifted. Often what I find is that people have gotten comfortable and you might be seeing the real them, that maybe what you encountered at the beginning that might have been their representative, and now you're seeing the real thing. And to be very careful, some people feed off drama. And there always has to be drama. There always has to be conflict. That's actually their peaceful, happy place, is when things are all chaotic. And that is not me. I love peace. I love, you know, quiet. I like my drama on TV, not in my real life. And, but that's because my brain has been able to regulate that way. And I can acknowledge, okay, so this person seems kind of drawn to conflict. I need to limit my time with them. And that's where you decide how much access you give to other people. Right now, there's a lot happening in politics and the world. And sometimes I have unfriended people just because it's like, I don't even remember like how we, because back in the day, it was like, hey, how are you? Let's be Facebook friends. Like I had all these people that I added on Facebook that I don't talk to these people. I don't engage with their stuff. They don't engage with mine. So I shifted through some things. And then there are some people that it's like, okay, I want to remain connected, but I don't want to see your stuff. There are ways you can unfollow. It's like, okay, we're still connected, but you know, I don't need to see everything you post right now. And you get to decide that. And I think remembering the control you have, because when a conflict isn't working out, like when, because often we think in our head, I don't know, I know I do. Like when there's a conflict that arises, I think in my head, okay, this is how I think it might go. And then it goes and it's like, whoa, like I wasn't. And so you do need to consider what happens, how will I handle it if this doesn't work out? If we're not able to see eye to eye, and I don't have to make that decision right there in that moment. Somebody mentioned journaling. That when they need to disconnect, they might journal it. And then also Christine mentioned, sometimes it's okay to let go of people that aren't aligned with you without talking bad about them. And I agree. I do that quietly. So I don't go and pronounce to people. I don't announce it because I think it's hilarious on social media where people are like, I'm going to unfollow you. It's like okay. you didn't have to say that. I saw a YouTube comment this morning and somebody didn't like a post I did and they wanted to attack me personally. And it's just like, why do people feel the need to, like, you could have just kept scrolling, dislike, you know, you have options that don't require having to bring somebody else down. That's
the
whole other.
And then remember this, you were not created for another person to like or dislike you. You were created to accomplish what you were created to do. So when you are on social media platforms or whatever, even though your endorphins may fly as you get likes and all that wonderfulness that happens, remember self-control, to take it in bites and not get all of your, and she's happy. She's about to say something. So not to get, do everything in that space. Go ahead, Patrice.
And I just heard somebody say something, and I've said it in a very similar way, where it's like, if somebody complains to me, I don't like your blue hair. You have this hideous blue hair. And I'm like, my hair has a lot of colors in it, and none of them, I have gray, I have a little brownish black, I have some reddish burgundy stuff going, but there's no blue in my hair. So when somebody calls you out, it hurts more if it's something that I'm already insecure about. So let's say I didn't like my earrings. And if somebody comments on my earrings, that's going to hurt because it's something that I was already kind of insecure about. And some people with precision, they can attack that thing that is your Achilles heel, that is that thing that's really going to bother you. And to me, a good friend knows that thing that bothers you and makes sure to avoid it.
Yeah. And not just a good friend, people in your life. If you're in a relationship with someone, that is one of the closest things. And when I say relationship, it doesn't have to be romantic, but especially when it's romantic, this person knows your secrets. Hello, this person knows your secrets. So the best way that person can get back at you is to tap into something they know hurts you. And this is what we all, my recommendation, I have to make sure I don't do, is that I step away and I said, I know the secret. I know that this is a trigger for them. I don't want to ever hurt, harm, or endanger them. So I won't touch it. And the reason that I'm recommending you do that is because, do you want somebody to do that to you? So I try to treat other people the way I desire to be treated, even when they may not treat me the way I desire to be treated. But that comes back to conflict. If the person is still in my space and da 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 da, I need to shift to the left or shift to the right or something. So that's what I do. I shift.
Within relationships, there is no win-lose. It's either a win-win or a lose-lose. Those are the only options. With my partner, there's no way I win and he loses. Like that's not an option. We either both win or we both lose. And same thing within relationships. And I do want to mention that sometimes what conflict can bring up, it can bring up past stuff. So I know, do you avoid conflict? Should the psychologist not ask that? Okay. So I felt.
You know, it was, whoa. Okay. I'm sorry. How long has she known me? Why would she ask me some rhetorical question in public? Can we just talk about that? And do not cut this part out.
So I struggled with conflict because I think that's good for parents to know how your kids see you handle conflict. Because other people see conflict as yelling, screaming, throwing things. And so I didn't do that.
No, she didn't. But you can talk about how I do. Because, I mean, you put the rhetorical question out there. So
I think the way that my mom navigated conflict and how I initially navigated conflict, and that might be part of my, like, I don't bring it up. Like, you got to bring it up to me. Like, I'm not going to bring it up to you. Why am I going to invite, like...
interestingness in my life. If you ain't, yeah. Conversation. I believe in English.
But
I don't mean superlatives either.
But I think that so how you manage conflict within your family, that's often what comes up. And so if I'm with somebody else where they're very direct with conflict, that being different might bring up some stuff. It's like, oh, wait a minute. I thought we just sweep it under. We don't just like let this boil over and like everything's okay. No, like we need to be direct. We need to talk about this. And so being able to, so that's what I work. That's what I've worked on for myself and my own therapy. And then learning new skills, learning new ways. Okay. So because sweeping it under the rug, avoiding it does not make it go away.
No, it doesn't.
And if nothing else, it can breed contempt, where you start to kind of like that can breed some deeper stuff.
It
can cause
does.
Ulcers and like all types of physical problems. And so avoiding it is not like a better alternative. I also try to not be reactive. In the midst of conflict, I often have to step back and say, how much of this is about this current situation and how much of this is triggering like other past stuff, either with this person or with other people, like what is this bringing up? Because sometimes the grieving process, it's not just grieving this loss of relationship. It's also that other situation and that situation before that. And it often goes back to like childhood, but that's
the therapist in her. And so what I have, and again, remember I said earlier, I said, the person you are today is not the person you'll be a year from now. Typically, I am not the same person that I was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, a year ago. I'm just not the same person. So this is the deal. I am continuing to transform into the best version of me. And the best version of me, now I have went a couple versions and I had to back it up. I did like Apple did, like, oh, that was bad. You know, that wasn't a good one. Let's start a scratch. But, and give yourself room to do that. And when I do that, or if I do something with a person, I'll go to them and I'll say, hey, because it's in my head and it's in my heart and I feel like something happened, I'll say, we did da 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 da. And I apologize if that bothered you. And they say, oh, no. It wasn't nothing. I'm free now. Don't come back to me 3 years from now and say, you, because I'm done. Okay, that was over. Right? But haven't you had people come into your life and say, you know, you apologize, but I didn't feel like I'm confused.
But that's where, even for the situation you said, if I was feeling like something might have happened, I might go to them and say, hey, is everything okay? Are you okay? So before I preemptively apologized for it, and I don't know, we might, let us know if you want us to come back later in the season to talk about how to apologize. I think we have to do that next time. How do you reconcile? How just some tips for an apology, because there are some crappy ways. So like a crappy apology is, I'm sorry if that bothered you. I'm sorry you're so sensitive. Like that is not
an apology.
That is
that's like you can't see me step so like the stick me with the pen. That is not. And the reason for that is that when you value relationship, or even when you're going to, let's say, slide to left, slide to the right, whatever, you're going to keep on moving forward and they won't be in your peripheral vision, however you decide to do that, the calmness about it, the freedom that you get in your life because you did the best you knew how to do in that moment.
And I love that's centering, once again, what is in your control. So I have, in the midst of a conflict, I can't control the other person. And I like that you brought up manipulation, because a lack of control can make you feel unsafe. And often wanting to make sure it happens this one way, but that makes me very rigid. And it's a lot more flexible to say, okay, I can only control what I say. I can set boundaries for what, because I don't do people cussing at me. No.
Oh.
I don't do people screaming and yelling at me.
Oh. No.
Like those are not things that, because it just, I'm not even listening. I'm like, it's not going to be good. So, but I can't make somebody not do those things to me, but I can say, hey, people don't talk to me that way. Like, you need to, and we can come back when you're able to talk about it from a calmer space.
Yeah. We need to talk about that, because then you have the person who will follow you, even though you're saying, well, you know, I'm gonna let you calm down, you know, so we can, because you're trying to salvage or save. Right. And the person just, they're the person who has to follow you, and they keep on, you know, and then, yeah, it's not healthy. So yeah, this is probably going to be something we can talk about. This is one of the tips that I'm gonna give you, because I know we're rounding up, is that the greater knowledge you have about you, your freedom, and the things you desire in your life, the more powerful, when you enter or exit conflict, that you will become. Because you will have established boundaries, you know the direction you're going, all of that. So your conflict resolution will be so much greater. And remember, in relationship, especially partner's relationship, go for the win-win. Even in your office, and when you are a leader, go for the win-win. We have been taught to play games, and there's a winner and a loser. In relationship, go for win-wins.
And then grieve the lose-lose.
Yeah.
Because there will be times, and that's what this whole thing was about. And if the person is not respecting you, if you don't respect the other person, if you don't trust the other person doesn't trust you. Those are all those kind of flags that, and there have been times where there was a situation that couldn't be resolved in that moment. And both people grew. And down the road, we were able to come back together in this new place and kind of talk about where things were. And just be in a much better place. But when you try to hold on to something that's not working, you are hurting yourself. And I think you'll also hurt the other person too. And so it's hard. I'm not saying it's not. Like I said, it is a full grieving process. And the hardest relationships to grieve are often the ones where I can still see the person every day. And so I'm excited to hop into part 3 next week, where we talk about apologizing. And it'll actually be 2 weeks. So we're going to be off next week. And for the live broadcast, if you're listening, thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We'll be on a regular schedule for next week. Hope y'all enjoy the rest of your day.